Good morning, January 19th, 2015. The time is 08:45 a.m. here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. And we're out here on the golf course, the Mrs., Max, and I, taking a, I don't know, what would you say, not a normal walk, because this time of year with all the snow, there's actually, last year at this time, there was more snow that we really didn't want to take Max back here, but he was all excited about going out with a walk with me and the missus. And it's a short walk for him, but he's getting a lot of good sense in with all the other dogs that walk back here from their owners from the village. And it's about 30, 32 as we crunch along the snow? Yeah. About 30, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about, I guess, 0 degrees Celsius, but it's overcast. We're going to be getting some more snow spitting, but for the most part, the snow that has dropped last week has pretty much, as you can hear, crunchy crunch, and I did a bobbler on the crunchy snow in my backyard, but we're back here on the backside of the big hill, the fifth hole that leads, we're right on the other side of the pond here on the sixth hole that goes across there. But no golfers out here. And actually, I don't see any sled. What are those tracks? Are those tracks? Snowboard. Okay, we see one snowboard track. Usually the fifth hole here is a very, very good snowboard type of a hill. I would consider it like a bunny slope on a ski at a ski resort. It drops down pretty gradually, and then so it's a good size hill, good climbing hill. But we're getting the morning started here for the walk on this, and figure it'd be a good time to do an audio. As we approach these, yeah, I guess that is a snowboard. That's just one track, though, it looks like. It looks like they just made one track, and that was it. And called it the day. It looks like it might have been one of those plastic ones and whatnot. We're at the bottom of the base of the fifth hole here at the golf course. It's in my backyard, literally, right? A stone's throw. They're my neighbors on the backside of my property. So we're getting a good walk in. It's not that cold to where, I should have my gloves on, but it's not all that cold where the wind's not blowing. And I can go ahead and do this audio without fumbling my iPod Touch in my gloves. Max is, he's really enjoying this walk, I think, because he normally wants to go for, what's that? Yeah, the water has receded on the pond here somewhat. That the tee off of the sixth hole goes across, and we just come around the back side of it and head back to the homestead here, and bordering the one side here is the cornfield that I always talk about, that's within the village area there. My other neighbor that has a farm, it's not a working dairy farm anymore, he raises calves to. What's that?
Beef cattle, I think.
Does he raise beef cattle now?
Well, they're not milkers.
Okay, I thought they looked like they were heifers as far as the black and white. And my neighbor, he used to have a working dairy farm. I guess it could go back into production there. But with the corn that he harvests out in my backyard there, about an acre, 2 acres? About 3 acres, and then there's at least another additional 15 to 17 acres for a total of 20 acres in the backyard there on the one side here, the golf course that borders. So if we walk straight across from the golf course, we go through our back property that is the 2 acres of the cornfield into our yard. So it's a nice walk, a different walk as far as on the back side instead of what we normally go up up the road to the little gas station or else down in the village. I guess the missus there took Max into the village yesterday, so he's getting two good walks. The weather here lately has been icebox cold, where he'll just go out in his back legs with the operations he's had on him in the past. Absorbs the cold, and he comes up a little lame and stuff like that. So he's enjoying this walk. As we finish up, what's that? Yeah, really relaxing walk this morning. And as I get my, it's already started, but it's always a pleasant addition to get a walk in here on my day off. And what I'm going to do after loading up this audio, I'm not sure. I just enjoy it. Just sort of kick back. Oh, yeah, that's right. Max does have a veterinarian's appointment this afternoon. He has to get a... What kind of shot is that? Do you know? Oh, a Lyme booster. Okay, so he's got to get a Lyme booster shot. And I will be... He enjoys the car ride. He's a willy-nilly, but I think overall he enjoys the car ride up to the vets. So that's what we're doing right now, me and the missus and Max. Hope you all are doing okay in your part of the world. And you all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace.